like Hyundai, who backs what it builds with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and who just launched the first ever three-row Palisade, we will have... Yes, Olivia?
Are the snacks off the game couch?
Well, Molly's mom brought snacks today.
Yeah!
Success! Hyundai is proud to be an official partner of your Chicago Bears. Test drive a Kona, Tucson, Santa Fe, or the first ever three-row Palisade today. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. To find the one nearest you, visit buyhyundai.com. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
The service that the staff in my office is getting is so superior, and that makes me happy that they are getting what they deserve. My name is Jim Ridge. I'm the principal officer of the law firm of Ridge & Downs here in Chicago, and we have our health care coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. It's just been a great experience. I represent a number of people in the trades throughout the state of Illinois, and I've never heard any one of them speak badly about Blue Cross. And when I mean service, I mean you get the answers. It's a pleasurable experience to be able to pick up the phone, speak to an individual, not be transferred 10 times, and get the treatment you deserve. And that's quite a relief, knowing that I don't have to fight for my benefits, that in fact Blue Cross Blue Shield will stand behind me.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears, so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Nebraska, Iowa, Ohio State, Michigan, and Purdue. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are now on sale at nusports.com. Also, this hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
Boers and Bernsteins, they're all Mariotti wannabes. They deal in trash.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to all the guys that filled in, dusting out today. Ray did an unbelievable job.
Way to go, Ray.
Always. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And that Arsenal fan was there. I can't remember that guy.
Kevin, you can do this.
I said, break off Europe. Yeah, that's
thanks,
all good
Kevin.
Stuff. Thank you so much. And also, we got a coffee run, and we had some good help as well. Everybody jumping in.
Chris. Yeah, Chris Dickens. Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah. I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
Yeah, and now it is time for us to share the airwaves with one Terry Boers. I think Dan Bernstein's here, too. But Terry, you look like a million. You
morning,
look
Terry.
Fantastic.
Welcome
it's
back.
Great
are
you, to
Michael?
See you.
Thank you.
We walk down your street every day as we head into the studio.
That's it's unfortunate for all of you, really.
A lot of construction lately.
Dan, we love you,
streets.
Too. We love you, too. But here's a texter. He says, Terry, yes, now my Monday won't suck.
There you go.
How about that?
Why would your Monday have otherwise
sucked? That's what I think.
That's my family. Don't worry about it. That's my family.
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Everything's good. We're looking forward to this today.
Yes.
This is one of these where generally, you know, we have these meetings and we over-prepare and we know what's going on every segment. And I was kind of told just kind of let...
It's not the way we used to do it.
Let Chris Tannehill run this today. He's actually... we've borrowed Chris Tannehill. He is back on the board. He has been hard at work. He actually was able to get to work in like 20 minutes today, which is rare for him and his current schedule. So I'm kind of a fan today, I guess. We're going to be enjoying that. I don't even know the full guest list. Some of these are going to be sprung
on us. Memory lane, current events, all of the above.
Somebody's calling up to yell at you, I'm sure, so we have that going for us.
That'll be fine. And maybe I can yell back, too, so that'll be fine. Yeah, so we are absolutely going to talk about things that are going on. Look, we haven't heard Terry's thoughts on the Bears because this is what I
thought. Oh, I have a thought on the Bears you'd never heard me say before.
Because this guy said when he retired, he was never going to watch another Bears game. He said that.
And look at what we watched, for the love of God.
It's been a while.
Well, I understood when John Fox was there, nobody ever wanted to watch sports again.
Any sport. Oh, nice.
John Fox ruined
our,
he took away the joy of being a sports fan entirely. And now you're back.
Oh, I'm completely back. I'll tell you about it later. I'm completely back.
How about the Joe Madden saga, Terry? How much... have you watched that with a lot of skepticism? I mean, look, here's a guy who has won a World Series, had been in the playoffs 4 years in a row, and talked yesterday about his lame duck status, free agent status, however you want to call it. He was very open about what he didn't know.
Look, there's no doubt in my mind I keep him. I don't think it's his fault. I really don't. And I can look at managers around, have them around baseball. I don't even know who the hell they are. And most of them are morons. So, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, you've got what I think is the best manager in the game now. Why would you do anything? Is it his fault? What has he done? Just describe to me exactly what he's done. Tell me what he's done.
I think on balance, for the most part, he has been able to steer a listing ship through some difficult times. Big picture has been totally net positive. I will quibble with some of his bullpen decisions.
But you'll do that whoever the
anybody,
manager is.
Anybody.
Right. Everybody does that.
That's baseball.
Yeah, the lineup stuff doesn't bother me. I don't worry.
You're not a lineupista?
I don't care about it. No, because it does. We know for a fact it doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
No, I don't
care. All the lineupistas out there right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it has anything to do with it. I mean, I understand you're going to be a disappointment if you don't win the World Series. And I mean, they're the best team in that division. They have been the best team in the division. They'll be the best team in that division when the year's over. They'll be back in the playoffs. Do I think that necessarily guarantees anything? If they don't win the World Series, am I mad? No, probably not at him. I mean, are they good enough? You can look at them. You see them every day. It's not like, well, they're only playing once a week. I only get to see them here and there. You see them every day.
Right.
There's no secrets. I mean, I agree the bullpen has been sketchy and bad. And some of the decisions, what are you going to do?
It's been hurt.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, letting Pedro Strop run last year was maybe well, one you want
yeah,
back.
They might have that one back,
right?
Terry, okay. The 100-year anniversary the Bears had out in Rosemont, I thought David made a great point about it. Had they not had a winning season last year, I wonder what would have happened at that 100-year anniversary. So the timing of it was perfect.
It was perfect,
And now here we are with the follow-up. Does it bother you at all that the fine folks in Vegas say they're going to win 9.5 games? It's almost like they're telling you to bet.
I'm going to Vegas at the end of the month, and I'm going to say something else.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am. I'm going to say something quite else, so the 9.5 games.
So you've got a lot of confidence in Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace and way things are just
the
defense.
More so, in the defense, more so than Trubisky, but I'll roll dice on
Yeah,
them.
Right.
I'll roll dice on the rest of them.
Well, the thing is, I think people, we get ahead of ourselves when we talk about Mitch Trubisky so much. The Bears can actually have a very good season with him being very ordinary.
Yes. He doesn't have to be great by any stretch.
And we spend so much time talking about what he needs to do in this season in the context of his career, but in the context of this season, he doesn't have to be that breakthrough guy for them to still
just
win.
Just don't give away any.
Yeah.
Just don't give away any. That's all. I mean, that's all I ask of you. I don't expect all-star quality.
Don't say game manager. Just please.
No, I'm not. I didn't say game manager. Okay. I just say don't give one away.
Right.
Just don't give
try not to throw two picks in the red zone. How hard is that?
But they want him to remain aggressive. I mean, this is still an offensive coach. This is still a really greedy offensive coach who can't wait to flex a little bit, can't wait to show off all that he's got in there and silence some of the doubters or say, yeah, this guy talks a big game. It's a very confident guy coaching this team who's got his trigger man. So I don't think they're going to be sitting back and playing too conservatively.
Does he have his trigger man? That's the question. I don't think they're going to play too conservatively, but, you know, again, if the Chiefs called up today and said, hey, we're hoping to trade Patrick Mahomes for Mitch, no one's going to say no, especially the guy that worked with Mahomes when he was a rookie.
Probably not. You probably make that move. Probably have to.
You make that move. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be 9.5 in Vegas. I guarantee you that if you made that.
But if he's got his Kareem Hunt, if indeed what we're seeing, I know he's trying to tamp down expectations after we're all frothing over the first exhibition performance, but that was exciting stuff. That was really exciting stuff.
I think that what Molly's kind of pointing at is that you wonder if Matt Nagy is more pleased with the running back he has and thinks he's a more ideal fit for his offense than maybe the quarterback that he inherited. And that's, you know,
very possible.
That's not an unfair question because you still wonder about Mitch Trubisky enough to think, well, maybe, you know, maybe he's got something else to
prove. Again, they could still win with him. They could still win with him given the other things you have around and all the rest of it. Terry, we reported this morning that the Bears were involved in trade talk with Baltimore. They offered a conditional fifth-round pick for
Kari Vedvik,
and the condition was the holdup. They then called the Minnesota Vikings, and they offered a fifth with no condition. Now, the Bears have traded a lot of picks, and they don't have a lot of ammunition.
Right.
But Baltimore didn't even go back to them, so you can't say that they, you know, failed on that. But the very fact that you're out trying to get a backup from another team tells you the two guys you have in camp, I mean, I don't know if they're trying to put them on shaky ground, but they certainly, if I'm one of those guys, I'm thinking this morning, I'm gonna. I mean, it's not like you're in very good footing with them.
Ooh, nicely turned.
You know, he's got, and the thing about Pace is that for a while he couldn't get anything right. They were hurt. You couldn't tell when it was happening. And then he started to get things right, except one thing. We're still not sure he got right. We still don't know if he got it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what my patience level is of what season is it that you start to say, yeah, I got that one right. I mean, last year was a disappointment to me for the most part, and his training camp this year has been not much better. So I'm doing it anyway. What am I going to do? I'm doing it anyway.
You're betting the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
I am.
I can tell.
I am.
You're talking around it, but you're betting the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm going to do. We're going to the end of the month. That's what I'm going to do. I know. It's insane, right? I probably am crackers. But I've been told that before.
I've talked to there's a lot of people in Chicago that would agree with you. I mean, because they see the defense. And when you have the best at anything in the NFL,
take my chances.
And you can make the argument that the Bears' defense is the best unit in the NFL. Better than any offense you can come up with. Certainly the best defense if healthy. And so when you have that, you've got a chance to win the Super Bowl.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the trade for Khalil Mack, the idea that Mack, with a preseason behind him, with a training camp behind him, is going to be better than he was a year ago. When you hear that guy talk about wanting to be the greatest of all time, that is the whole...
You know, the biggest benefit of him is he's not crazy. I mean, because there's a level of crazy with those NFL guys that's off the charts.
Right.
He's not crazy. He's not one of those guys. He's not a diva.
He's no longer in Oakland.
Right, but he's just not a complete idiot, like so many of them are. He's not that guy at all, that I've seen at all. Have you seen it?
No.
I've not seen it.
And from all accounts, it sets a workplace example. Like, everybody says, watch what he does, watch how he does it.
Yep.
And doesn't want to talk very much at all.
No, that's okay.
What you're saying is he doesn't have frostbite on his feet.
No.
And he's not going to stop playing because of his helmet.
Yeah.
Well, so many of them. Oh, my God. Look at the Cowboys can't get anybody in camp. Nobody's going to honor a contract. I mean, he's not, he's just not crazy. I mean, and sometimes the way things are today, you settle for that.
Well,
he's just a real guy.
And that's true, and I agree with you. But the irony is that he is in Chicago because he did hold out.
he
was a guy.
And he is the highest paid defensive player.
That was drawing a line in the sand. And you know what?
He won. Well, he was at that point. Yeah.
He won.
Yeah, I don't. Some of that stuff, when you are your own multi-million-dollar corporation and the business decisions are different than somebody being difficult in the locker room or being difficult to coach. We'll get to that. What a wonderful cut from Matt Nagy talking about his team and on a perfect day with Terry here.
The turds.
Too. Yes.
Yeah.
Just say that those,
no turds.
Those guys aren't around that are going to make it difficult for me to actually coach and treat them in a way that they want to be coached. They want somebody to pick your spots.
Agreed.
And sometimes there's a day where you gotta lean in a little bit. And he did it. That's cool.
All right. We don't know what you have.
I don't know either.
But we know it's going to be big.
We know it's going to sound a lot like Boers and Berger.
We know you have Terry, so that's a pretty good start.
Guys, great show. You guys. Thanks.
See you guys. End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 7 and 8 Bears, it's the final game of the season. Yeah! Where they'll head north to take on the Vikings. Skull! We're covering it right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Thanks to California Governor Gavin Newsom, there's now a Fair Pay to Play Act that was officially signed and implemented, allowing college athletes to monetize their likeness. I'm cool with that for sure. For years, athletes have been getting hosed, at least monetarily. But consider this. How many students actually get to play Division I sports? Not nearly as many as you think. Last year, there were 8 million high school athletes across the United States. Of the 8 million, roughly 480,000 competed on the NCAA platform. The numbers are frighteningly low, which means now, with this act signed into Providence in California and other states surely behind, crazy dad and unrealistic mommy in the stands will now have even more reason to think that little Johnny or little Amy are a lot better than they really are. This makes it worse for us.
This hour is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
30 million people come down with the flu every year. It could be you or your family. The best way to tell if it's a cold or the flu is by taking your temperature. And no one does that better than the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Bears fans, it's Tom Thayer. If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor. Take a short drive north and see my friends at Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. I don't always support the teams from up north, but I do when it's Kenosha Subaru.
It's the Subaru Share the Love event. Subaru will donate $250 for every new Subaru vehicle sold or leased now through January 2nd, 2020. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for more details.
I love going into Sport Clips. They have over 90 Chicagoland locations. The MVP experience leaves you feeling good, feeling refreshed, and looking great. The massaging chair, the invigorating scalp massage, and of course, the legendary hot steam towel. Your next haircut also now has a shortcut, introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in. You'll be watching sports on TV, getting the MVP experience, and having the excellent convenience of a Sport Clips haircut. And remember, at Sport Clips, you choose the cut. They cut the weight. Hey, college football fans, bowl season is back, and Chipotle is making sure bowl fans don't miss a play with free delivery every time you order from the app or online through January 6th. Your team win when you eat a burrito bowl? Order away. Craving a burrito with steak and chicken? Make it yours without moving from the couch, because where you sit makes your team score. Just download the Chipotle app and place that order. All bowl season long, watch the bowl, order the bowl, eat the bowl. Score free delivery from the app or online with Chipotle.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas-powered Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter is built for you. And it's built to protect your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. Gas engine, 0% financing, and starting at $33,790? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Pitch in to help our neighbors in need during the Chicago Bears Jewel Osco Coach Drive. Donate at a participating Jewel Osco location through February 28th. I'm Mark Grody. Explosive moments have been troublesome for the Bears offense this season.
It just feels like, for whatever reason, this year, we haven't connected on those type of plays. It's just been a little bit, and not just at the quarterback position, just across the board. And so that's the part of the frustrating part.
Bears are last in the league with only 240-plus pass plays this season. Mitchell Trubisky overthrew an open Allen Robinson on a deep ball the other night against Kansas City. One area in which head coach Matt Nagy seems very pleased is kicker Eddie Pinheiro.
I think that we're in a good place with him right now. I think if there's one storyline that we take out of this, these kickers are going to have some tough times, you know, not only kicking in Soldier Field, but just the kicking world in general. It's not easy, but I like the way that he's handled himself all year.